Also in the news, the border debate rages on, and the latest group to weigh in, the six Episcopal bishops of Texas. That includes Bishop Scott Mayer, who serves two dioceses, in fact, Fort Worth and Northwest Texas, a total of 110 counties in our state. Bishop, what's the basic message of the letter from you and the other five?
Well, the basic message of the letter is a call for a humane and fair system for moving asylum seekers and refugees through the system as required by law already. And so the bishops together, we do state what the law actually is, and we also want to use as our main source both the Bible and the imperatives of our Lord.
You call on state and federal leaders.
As much as anything, we want to see resources directed to everybody that's working down there. You know, we know that there are good people working on the border, and they're doing their best with limited resources, and we know they are completely overwhelmed and stressed, and I think that's partially has to do with the conditions. The stress is more on the Diocese of West Texas, mm-hmm. as well as the Diocese of the Rio Grande. There are, from the church itself, by that I mean the Episcopal Church, there are resources being committed. But this needs to be a policy change as well, in terms of deterrence is not a policy to have conditions that are deplorable, be a deterrence of people seeking asylum is not a policy that we would understand to be Christian.
What do you want Texans to think about and to consider and to do as this debate continues? We have the Vice President coming in to McAllen on Friday, for example. What would you like people to say to
him? I'm thinking that in terms as, what the bishops have put together is a statement that is straightforward around the question of the children and families that are seeking asylum, refugees. We're not trying to solve the question of immigration or other questions around the border, but specifically this situation. Our statement is about love. When Jesus talks about, he says, I was hungry and you gave me food, I was thirsty and you gave me drink, I was a stranger and you welcomed me, and truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me. I see that as the centerpiece of this. And these are human beings that are being kept in terrible conditions. These are conditions that need to change. I don't think this is a particularly daring or bold statement that we have written, in the sense that it took a lot of courage. It really is. It is, in from our perspective, this is straightforward.
That is Bishop Scott Mayer of the Fort Worth and Northwest Texas Diocese of the Episcopal Church.